Person has bundles of tilson, which is fenugreek, of kilei hakerem yidaleiko. So you have to burn them. That's pashut because it's kilei hakerem. Now chavilin bundles. Any bundle, the Rav says, there's no such thing as a bundle less than 25. So there's 25, let's say, stalks of fenugreek in each bundle, and that's why it's called a bundle. Nisarvu ba'acherim. If this bundle fell into other bundles, so you weren't sure which bundle was the fenugreek or not, kulam yidaleiko. So you have to burn all of them. Div Rebbe Meir, that's Rebbe Meir Shita. Because Rebbe Meir held that anything that's derech to count, and it's chashuv, so it's chashuv enough that a bundle, you would count the bundles. So therefore, it's not mevatel no matter what, according to Rebbe Meir. Now this, the Rav says, go according to the girsa that we have in the Mishnah. Some girsas are va'acherim ba'acherim. In other words, that after this bundle fell into a group of other bundles, that then again, a bundle from that whole group fell into something else. So the other Rav says that would not be usur, because it would be a svek sveka. So you don't have that girsa. Some do have such a girsa. So the Rav says the only way to make that work where it would be usur is if the entire group of bundles, the whole thing, fell into another group of bundles. In other words, there was really only one suffix. So for example, you had your fenugreek that was usur. You had that bundle that was usur. Now this bundle of fenugreek that was usur fell into another bundle. That's nisarvu bacherus. And then if you have the girsa of bacheris, it means, let's say, fell into 10 bundles. So all of these 10 bundles fell into another group of 5 bundles or 20 bundles or whatever. So really, it's only one suffix, because the suffix is any bundle that I take out of, for example, these 25 bundles, is it from the 10, that first mixture, or not? Or is it the new one? But if the one bundle initially fell into a group of, let's say, 10 bundles, and then one of those 10 bundles fell into another group, that's a svek sveka. Suffix that maybe it could be a totally new bundle, suffix that it's from the previous group. And even if it's from the previous group, maybe it's from what was mutter in that previous group, not the one that fell in from the beginning. Now there's a very simple etza here. How can we say that it's usur? Why not just sell it to a guy, because you're only not allowed to know from one of the bundles, because that's kilayim. So sell it except for the one that's kilayim. Say whatever one is kilayim, that I'm not selling to you. Why don't you just do that? So the tarot says, because the takala may come out of that, because a guy may end up selling this to a Jew eventually, and therefore we don't want to create takalas. Masha in king yayin nesach, we have a similar thing by yayin nesach. Do something like this, where you do sell wine that you know some of it is yayin nesach. You're allowed to sell that to a guy and just sell him the wines that weren't yayin nesach. The reason is because there we're not choshesh that the guy is going to sell for another Jew, because Jews don't buy wine from goyim. But here, Jews do buy produce from non-Jews, and therefore takol may come out. That's what the Rav explains. Mishnah continues, v'cham oimim yalu bi'echad masayim. Cham say, like they say previously, that this does become batel, it's kilei hakerem, so you need 200 verses 1.